harsh words in the president's gunfight with the NRA.
I'm not trying to pick a fight with anybody. I'm trying to fight for the lives of our kids.
Many farmers face a dry spring.
This drought is going to get worse before it gets better.
Dan Marino retires from football.
I'm going to miss Sunday afternoons.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Bullets might not sting as much as some of the words used in the firefight between President Clinton and the National Rifle Association. CBS News correspondent Mark Doler has the latest.
As if he thought it defied belief, the president quoted word for word from the verbal attack leveled against him by the NRA's executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre. On one of the Sunday morning talk shows, he said Mr. Clinton's willing to accept a certain level of killings to further his political agenda on gun control. The president fired back.
I regret this. And I'm not going to get in the shouting match about it, but I want you to know that there are big stakes here.
At a Democratic fundraiser and in a second speech later, the president said it's more important to focus on keeping guns from criminals and children than engaging in what he called political smear tactics. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Cleveland.
LaPierre is sticking to his guns, saying he can think of no other reason for what he calls the administration's shameful lack of gun law enforcement except that it's driven by politics. Now this.
Did you know that the world's biggest pyramid isn't in Egypt or Mexico? Or that 70 people were struck by lightning at once and survived? This week, the History Channel goes to extremes with the oddest, the hottest, the tallest, the smallest, and the strangest stories in history. We call it The Most. Find a hotel made entirely of ice, or a hole in the ground deep enough to hold Mount Everest. The Most, all this week at 9 Eastern, 10 Pacific, only on the History Channel.
Calling all globe-trotting, jet-setting, price-naming swingers. First, they gave us airfare. Then they gave us hotel rooms. Now, Priceline.com gives us rental cars. Just log on, choose the ride that's right for you, then name your own price. Rental cars from Priceline.com. The final piece of the name your own price vacation puzzle.
Now you can name your own price for rental cars at Priceline.com.
The spring and summer growing season could produce more stunted crops across the South and in parts of the Midwest. Jack Kelly of the National Weather Service says the drought that started last year shows no sign of breaking.
The outlook is bleak. Large portions of this country are going to experience continued shortages of rain, and when you take the soil moisture conditions into effect, they're going to experience drought-like conditions.
Blame La Nina, the weather pattern that made this winter the warmest on record. The Commerce Department worries about a severe impact on the economy, saying droughts are twice as costly as floods. Studies show aspirin is an easy, low-cost way to reduce the risk of heart attack, but when Dr. Randall Stafford of Harvard Medical School did a survey, he found that only 26% of heart patients were taking it.
There are a substantial number of patients with heart disease who could be at lower risk of future problems if they were taking aspirin.
Stafford also found that men are more likely than women to take aspirin. He says it's part of an overall pattern of women getting less cardiac care. The Customs Service says it's taking new measures to cut the flow of ecstasy, the cheaply made hallucinogenic pill that's become popular with teenagers. Spokesman Dean Boyd says it's really taken off.
Ecstasy over the past couple of years has become an incredible problem for Customs. It's the volume of this drug pouring into the United States has continued to increase, and our seizures are at record levels.
Boyd says a lot of it comes from the Netherlands, which is to ecstasy what Colombia is to cocaine. Since October 1st, customs inspectors have seized nearly 4 million doses of the drug. Another one of those multi-billion dollar media mergers was announced today. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports live from Los Angeles.
After 118 years of local control by the Otis and Chandler families, the Los Angeles Times will take orders from Chicago's Tribune Company. The Times and other Times Mirror holdings will become part of the nation's third largest newspaper conglomerate. USC journalism professor Bryce Nelson.
This makes the Tribune an enormously powerful owner of newspapers and television stations, and just a somewhat less diversity for the public, which I think is unfortunate.
The deal will give the Tribune Company newspaper and television holdings in the nation's three largest markets. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
The Branch Davidian sect is asking a federal judge to dismiss its wrongful death case against FBI sharpshooter Lon Horiuchi. Lawyers for the Davidians now say there is no credible evidence that Horiuchi fired shots during the standoff near Waco. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
A letter to me, John Lovitz, the man who wrote the Yellow Pages. Dear John, my girlfriend just dumped me. How can I win her back? Sincerely, Carl. Oh, Carl, I'm sorry. Listen, if you love something, set it free. That's what I always say. Although that's pretty careless now that I think about it. Oh, okay. How about if you love something, look under the heading fence? Yes, now we're getting somewhere.
The Yellow Pages. Get an idea.
30 million people already know.
E-files, way to go.
The cyber working, cyber playing, cyber tax paying, even cyber IRS.
To save a little cyber stress.
Join the 30 million who use IRS e-file. Ask your tax preparer to e-file or use your own computer. E-file is accurate, secure, and you'll get your refund in half the usual time. Check out our website, www.irs.gov.
30 million people already know.
E-file's the way to go.
There's been an awful crash on a highway in South Texas. Alfredo Garcia is Webb County's Justice of the Peace.
There was a car going eastbound and an 18-wheeler tanker going westbound on Highway 359. Apparently, there were seven people dead on the car. The driver of the truck was transported to Mercy Regional Medical Center in Laredo.
Garcia says investigators don't know yet whether it was the driver of the car or the tanker truck who lost control. Dan Marino could have played for the Minnesota Vikings this year, but after 17 seasons with the Miami Dolphins, the 38-year-old quarterback has decided to retire from football.
I'm going to miss everything about it. I'm going to miss the relationships with the players. I'm going to miss the fans. I'm going to miss the great friends that I've made over this time. I'm going to miss all the good times that we've had together. But most of all, you know, I'm going to miss Sunday afternoons.
Marino says his only regret is never getting a Super Bowl ring, but he leaves the NFL with an armload of passing records, including 420 touchdown passes. The Dolphins are retiring Marino's number 13. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. Any successful business knows you have to keep your customers satisfied. And the same holds true for the world of e-business. Customer service is a relationship, not a transaction. How can your company build better customer relations? Ask questions. Take the time to know your customers. What are their buying habits, preferences, special needs? Improve your performance by streamlining your database system so everyone at your company can access the most recent customer information. They'll be impressed by your interest and quick response. Remember, good customer service means greater revenue opportunities.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance Internet with unprecedented reliability, enabling you to create new opportunities for your business and your customers. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
The stock market had a rough start today, but the blue chips recovered. The Dow ended with an 18-point gain at 99.47. The Nasdaq didn't do as well. It lost 141 points, finishing at 49.07. How about a slice of peanut butter? Danielle Belmer, a Ph.D. in food process engineering at Oklahoma State University, is developing peanut butter slices that would be packaged like sliced cheese. Belmer says she and some colleagues got the idea during a brainstorming session in the cafeteria. They got funding from the Oklahoma Peanut Commission, and now they're developing the product. Belmer loves peanut butter, but says she has a couple of students who never want to see the stuff again. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.